Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Summers, and you're listening to the Recognized Expert Marketing Show. My guest today is Julie Hunt. She is a marketing consultant, sales expert, and copywriting master. She's known for creating authentic, motivational copy that deeply, deeply connects with the reader. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why we have her on the show with us today. She is the co-author of the international best-selling audio program, Book Yourself Solid, The 7 Keys to Getting More Clients Than You Can Handle, Even If You Hate Marketing and Selling. And with that, Julie Hunt, thanks for being my guest.
Thanks, Bob. I'm absolutely thrilled to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Julie, now tell me something, because I'm freaking out when I think about this stuff. Is it true that anybody can write great copy that sells?
It is true with one caveat.
Yeah.
And that caveat is, if you absolutely love what you're doing and you love talking about it to one person, then you can absolutely write perfect copy every time.
See, now that's encouraging. Even somebody like me?
Yes, especially someone like you, Bob.
All right, thank you. Hey, you know, you start, and we've had, and ladies and gentlemen, Julie and I have known each other for about 6 or 7 months, and over that time, I'll tell you, she is the most charming person and absolutely loves copywriting. So you exemplify everything we're talking about here, Julie, with loving what you do. You talk about writing inspirational copy, and you have a couple of components there that we all need to keep in mind to write effective inspirational copy, copy that moves people to action. What are some of those things, Julie?
Well, I think too many people get caught up in the nuts and bolts of it, Bob.
Yeah.
So what I ask someone to do, if they want to write incredible copy that moves people to take an action, I would love to see them just write it like it's a love letter to one of their clients or one of their prospects.
Really?
Because the one of the biggest mistakes that people come to when they're writing their copy, they get the pencil or the paper and they get really nervous, and it comes off as being very smart, and there's big intellectual words that they use, but we just don't talk to each other like that. When you write very intellectually and you articulate the significance of your very smart product and business and program, then people just sort of, like, they drift off, or they might be even suspect. It might even worse, they might be suspect of you.
Yeah.
It's just not normal. And people want to connect to your personality and what you love. So if you write it like a love letter to one person, then they're going to feel your passion for what you do, and they can't help but connect if they're the right prospect for your audience.
Boy, how interesting is that? Writing a love letter to one person, that sounds so much different than the big highfalutin words I've tried to use in other copy. And Julie, once again, you're persuaded that as long as somebody loves what it is they do, they can do this.
Absolutely. I am completely convinced.
That is cool. Well, thank you for the first set of advice. Now, you also talk about something called power preppers, things you need to keep in mind before you write great copy. And what are some of those things, please?
Well, I know how nervous people get before they actually sit down to write copy. So there's 3 things that they can really do just to get themselves in the flow of writing and really start to pull some great insight and love and passion into their copy. Number one, they need to know their target market.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to see someone think of one client, one perfect prospect that they would love to become the recognized expert and share all of their insight to. So think of that one person and really think about their innermost thoughts. Mm-hmm. What their objections are, what they need, want, desire, everything that's racing through their head, just sort of write all of that on paper. And then once you have all of those, all of those demographics and all of those features and patterns of people in the target market, then you know exactly who you're talking to, and you can talk to that one person.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other components of inspirational, motivational copy is that we have to talk to one person.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're talking to a group of 100 people, you're going to lose that connection somehow. So if you just talk to one person, you'll hit all 100 of them because they'll feel that connection and that joy and love that you have for your business.
Now, I'm wondering, do you think it's okay, or would you even recommend this if I'm writing copy, to actually contact that one person I have in mind and say, look, I'm working diligently on writing copy, and I want to find out from you, what are you thinking? What are your objections? What's going on in your head? What do you think of this copy? Are we on or off target? You feel that's okay to actually contact that person and ask them those questions?
Oh, my gosh, Bob. I absolutely love it. I could not advocate something more. What's really, really awesome is if you pull out a tape recorder and you tape record both ends of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have trouble writing, but they can speak their vision very clearly. What they'll find is at the end of that conversation,
yeah,
they will really have written a lot of their copy if they want to get it transcribed.
Wow.
I think that's an absolute fabulous idea. And the next benefit of that is that people help support what they create. So if someone is helping you to create this piece, at the end of the conversation, they may say, hey, I want to work with you. I want to work with you. I'm sold. And that, you know, and that's the cool part about doing something like that. So I could not have thought of a better piece of advice. Thanks,
well,
Bob.
Thank you. Julie, I tell you what I'm getting out of you so far. The big one main point I'm hearing from you is we need to write to one person and dig deep and find out what their thoughts and objections and concerns and wants are. But it's really, it's about talking to that one person once again, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, you also make an interesting comment here. It seems like I may have heard this from Stephen Covey or maybe God or somewhere. And that is start with the end in mind. Talk about that a little bit, please, Julie.
Yes. As far as copyright, funny, God, what God says. As far as copywriting goes, I think, and this is true for myself, and I think it's true for a lot of people, by the time we get down to the end, and of course it's much easier for me to ask people to pay you than it is to pay me, Bob, but by the time we get down to the end, a little bit of fear sometimes sneaks in, and we may not be as clear as we want to be about exactly what action and the offer that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So from the very beginning, if we know exactly what this piece is for,
yeah,
then not only can we be very, very clear throughout the copy, and every word is going to, you know, all words lead to Kansas, all words lead to the yellow brick road, which gets
right.
you back home, you'll know exactly at the end of what you want to accomplish. So if you want to accomplish someone to pay you, you know, $150 for, you know, a one-on-one private introductory consultation, then that's exactly what your sales copy should say. If you want mm-hmm. someone to just give you their email address and opt in to a list so they can continue to experience what a recognized expert that they are, then all roads lead to, you know, enter your email address here immediately now. So,
mm-hmm.
and then it helps every single word is going to directly result in the outcome. So it's the offer, it's not going to be vague or weak. A lot of times people just tend to, okay, well, I'll throw in this and I'll throw in that.
Yeah.
Well, every single word will just start to add more impact to the end result if you know exactly where you're going at the
mm-hmm.
end. And then you
mm-hmm.
won't have to sort of muss and fuss with it.
Well, thank you. And I must tell you, that is one of the biggest problems I have is I start writing copy and I really don't know where I'm going, even though I would never get in a car and just, well, that's not true because I do that too sometimes.
I do too.
But you know what I'm saying? It's more in writing copy, that's a very good suggestion. We need to know where we're going. May not be a bad idea, I'm thinking, to put it on a little card and have it in front of us the whole time, so the entire time we're writing copy, to say, hey, this is where I'm going. This is my end goal.
Absolutely. And what I really recommend too is really writing that very last line. And the final offer needs to be so specific. I mean, I really, when I write the final line, I want to speak to a kindergartner. I want them to know, pick up the phone, press 1-800, and you will hear your recognized
right.
expert on the line to greet you and tell you how I'm going to change your life. And when they write that end line, then there's no, you know, there's no taking a detour in the middle of a copy.
Oh, that's cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get out your pencil and paper. We're going to talk about the components of writing great copy. And I know you've gotten a lot out of this so far. And I'm going to ask Julie about one that I understand is so critical, so important, and that is writing a benefit-driven headline. Julie, how important is the headline? And, you know, are they easy, hard to come by? What are your suggestions to get a good headline out there?
Well, the headline is really what is going to grab your audience and your prospect every time. If your headline sucks, then your copy is never going to get read. So it doesn't matter mm-hmm. how great the copy is. You must have a really cool benefit-driven headline.
Yeah.
My big thing on writing a benefit-driven headline is simply address what's in it for me? What's in it for your audience?
Mm-hmm.
What? And we already went through the target market. We already went through benefits. But really asking, what problem do they need to solve? And then I usually recommend putting it in the positive more than the negative.
Okay.
But both will work. But generally, I feel people will be drawn more into copy by inspiration rather than desperation.
Oh, that's an interesting way of looking at it. So give me an idea. I mean, I've seen headlines, how to do this, the 10 ways to do that. That's not really benefit-driven, come to think of it, as I'm saying those out loud. What can you give me an idea of what a benefit-driven headline might sound like?
Sure. Well, the seven, you know, if you have the seven secret tips or the 10 top ways, those can be benefit driven as long as it's the 10 top ways to improve your love life now.
Okay. There we go. Now that makes sense.
Attract the ideal mate tonight when you walk out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it, really what it is it's just giving the deep core benefit. It's not, you know, the 10 ways to get married. Well, maybe it is to get married, but people want immediate benefit. I want to see the love of my life, or I want to look great in the dress that I'm putting on tonight, or I want to feel like $1 million when I walk out the door. I really mm-hmm. don't want to lose 10 pounds necessarily.
Yeah.
I want all the feelings, all the benefits that come with shedding 10 pounds and walking out the door and looking like a beauty queen so I can attract fabulous people that love me and admire me and flock to me and think that I'm the recognized expert of the dinner restaurant that I'm going to
exactly.
that night or whatever it is.
How anybody can look good in lime green. I mean, that would be an interesting program.
It's very hip these days, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. Hey, now I've heard that a great place to get an idea of what wonderful headlines look like is at the checkout line at the grocery store. Have you heard that before?
Yes. Yes. Reader's Digest is actually my favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is?
The reason for that is because it hits the masses. I mean, people instantly have 10 seconds to look at that and to see if they want to buy that magazine or not. And they will spend $3, $4, $5 based on the headlines that are pulling their interest when you have 10 seconds passing through the checkout line. So that is what the masses are attracted to and what they're buying. So great ideas on articles and information and what is going on in the minds of your target market. I highly, highly recommend to get a subscription to the top magazines that your target market is reading
mm-hmm.
and really look at those all the time. Flip through those, flip through headlines, flip through articles, find out what people are talking about and what advice your target market needs. That's a great, great, great way to do it.
I've heard the suggestion that success leaves clues, and successful headline copywriters leave clues with every article and every book they write, don't they?
Yep, they sure do.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. My guest once again is Julie Hunt, and as you can see, she is an expert copywriter. And she is the master of this stuff. She understands how to move people to action. When we come back, we're going to talk to Julie about the other components of writing great copy. And with that, we'll see you in just a minute. Thank you.
Hey, this is Joe Sugarman, the author of Advertising Secrets of the Written Word. You're listening to Bob Summers on RecognizedExpert.com.
Folks, we're back. Once again, this is Bob Summers, and you're listening to my guest, Julie Hunt, the copywriting master. Hey, you can contact Julie, and if you feel even after this program it's still too frustrating for you, you can contact Julie, and she'll help you out with your copy. This is what she does for a living. And you can contact her at www.shesite.com, and that's S-H-E-S-I-T-E.com. And Julie, once again, thanks for being with us.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks, Bob.
Hey, before we get back into the copy, tell us a little bit about SheSite.com and this other worldly thing you have going on, please.
Yes, I am absolutely dedicated to helping women live bouncier, happier, more fulfilling lives. So I connect with women and give them simple, happy essentials that they can add to their life instantly without any more work so they can have a positive perspective and just achieve and live a more abundant life. And that is my core goal, to really rock the world.
All right.
As I'm working with copy too, yeah.
Great. Now, did you say bouncy? Is that the word I heard you use?
Oh, yeah, it's probably the word I use. I'm surprised I haven't written you an email that says, I'm just going to bounce this information on over to you, Bob.
Oh, that's great. I love the word bouncy. It's going to show up in my copy now. All
right. It should.
Great. All right, folks, we've talked to Julie so far, and we've looked at writing inspirational, motivational copy. And what we've learned so far is we need to write to one person. We need to dig deep to find out what's going on in their head and in their psyche, and that having a benefit-driven headline is critical. Without that, nothing else is going to happen. Now let's get into the meat of the program. We're going to talk to Julie next about writing powerful openings. Julie, is it important? Well, of course it is, but how do you do it?
Okay. Well, I think I just use the grab-and-go openings. That's what I want.
Grab-and-go?
Grab-and-go opening.
Okay.
I want the target market to instantly know that you are speaking to them. So what I call it is the sort of, hey, you over there. Hey, you over there, I know you.
That's great.
I know you. I know what you're thinking about. I know what you're doing. So instantly they're like, yes, that's me. I know that they're talking to me.
Yeah.
I know that this is me, and I must keep reading it. So so I always use the hey, you over there approach.
Hey, you over there. How might your opening sound? I mean, what might be the words you actually use in your first sentence or two? What would they look like?
I mean, it can literally be, hey, I know you.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're that person that feels uncomfortable when you go out at parties, and you always feel like you're putting your foot in your mouth, and you know, there's just like this big like barf of words that you don't want to admit to. You know, well, you can blah 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 blah.
Got it. Hey, well, tell me, we talked about Reader's Digest with benefit-driven headlines. Are they pretty good at the powerful openings as well?
You know, actually, it's been a while since I picked up a Reader's Digest, but I'm telling you, they can suck me into an article I had no interest in. So they must be.
Right. So what do you have in common with rhinoceroses in South Africa, for example?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Somehow they can tell me what the similarities are to my life and how I'm going to benefit in the next 5 minutes by reading it.
Oh, no, I would like to see that one, by the way. That would be interesting. But, you know, as you're mentioning this, as we're talking about this, what it's making me do, Julie, is to really now consciously look at what other articles are doing to draw me in, as you're talking about using powerful openings, to really start paying attention to what other people are doing.
So, yes, absolutely. And you'll find when something really sucks you in, they will talk about very specific uniqueness. It's never broad. It's very specific. And really, really, really great copy instantly will repel a lot of people.
Which is what you want it to do as well, is it not?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because you want it to hit your target market. You're not serving everybody. So instantly you want some people to go, ugh, that was lame.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. You also mentioned when you speak to one, you speak to all. When you speak to all, you speak to none. And this is exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
That is my mantra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. That and bouncy. Well, they're two good ones.
Yeah, exactly. If you get up in front of a group of people and you're bouncy and you use that mantra, then you'll have 100% success. I guarantee it.
All right,
call
great.
Me if you don't.
Wonderful. All right, we've talked about the headline. We've talked about the opening, which is very important. And now we're looking at making big, bold promises in your body. What do you mean? Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, everybody wants the benefit mm-hmm. of what you've already hooked them in the beginning, and now you need to make a promise of why you're the expert, how you can fulfill on it. How can you fulfill on the headline and the opening sentence? Really, really build the value of what you do as a recognized expert.
Mm-hmm.
Give them proof.
Mm-hmm.
Show them the process. Show them the solutions. Show them the options. Tell them what you say is truly, truly true. So really make a promise to them that you know that you can fulfill on. And I always recommend, you know, under-promising and over-delivering. So it's got to be a promise that you can fulfill on. You know, people may call you up and hire you, and then if, you know, at the end of the day you haven't fulfilled on that, then obviously you're not mm-hmm. going to retain those people. So it's got to be something you can fulfill on. Again, call the people that you love that you think are the perfect target markets. Get testimonials from them.
Mm-hmm.
Testimonials are fabulous. Use facts. Use figures. Just really, really show them. I love bullet points. People, when they read copy, they're going to scan through your bullet points. They're going to maybe leave the rest. So make your big, bold promise and then give a list of really cool benefit-driven bullet points that's going to show them exactly how you're going to fulfill on it.
Mm-hmm. So along with making your bold promises, what you're suggesting within the copy, I'm assuming, is that we also show the proof that we can follow up with those promises with the testimonials, facts, figures, et cetera, et cetera. That goes in the bullet, in the body as well. Is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And that's what your body is. Your body is making the promise and then showing all the ways their life is going to be fabulous and all the ways you are going to fulfill on that immediately and all the reasons they cannot wait 10 more seconds to pick up the phone and call you, and they just want to raise their hand and say, talk to me, talk to me.
Well, Julie, what about length of body copy? Is there some kind of rule to how long something should be?
No, I will say that there is no rule. Now, I mean, there is a rule of thumb, and generally, the higher the price point, the longer the copy. I mean, that is generally the rule of thumb.
Okay.
I think I shock people sometimes when they get copy back. It's generally very long, and it's a story. I mean, it's really a story. If you have grabbed them, if you are talking to them, if you are sharing things that are important to them and talking about their life and what's going to move them, they will keep reading. It's like a book. I mean, it's a book you love. You know, you keep reading till you get to the end. If it loses you somewhere, then you put it down and you never pick it back up. But if you are really connecting and sharing with them, now the thing that people will do is all of a sudden they'll get into this I, the recognized expert, am I am this. And that is going to disconnect. They want to talk. You know, we all love to talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
And can't you tell how much I love to talk about myself? And I want to tell you how great I am, you know, but you need to tell them how great they are. They want to talk about themselves. So when they hear all the ways and all the benefits, you literally could create very long copy and really engage people and move them. There are some people that just won't read long copy and they'll toss it. But if you hook them right and you keep flowing through, then I really don't think there's a rule on how long it can be.
Okay. Now, Julie, along those lines, I've seen copy written where there might be, say, 10 benefits. And after about the third or fourth one, they give you an opportunity within the copy to jump to the final page to go ahead and make that purchase. They might do that after the third benefit, the fifth benefit, the eighth benefit, because I think they know that people are ready to buy at any given time. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think you should always be giving your clients and prospects lots of opportunities to work with you. You don't know what exactly is going to hook them, but you can see through your copy that there's going to be high emotional states. You always want to try to grab them in high emotional states and give them an opportunity to work with you right away. They may not want to read the whole thing, so I think that's awesome to give them lots of options throughout.
Great. All right, and finally, our last point is to make a strong offer. Talk to us about that, please.
Okay, well, we already started with the offer because we had the end in mind, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we know exactly what we want to do, and now this is your big, big, big chance where you get to shine, put your best foot forward, feel all the confidence of everything you love and what you can do and the promise you can fulfill on for your clients and make them an offer that they can't refuse. And so I absolutely think this is the most, it's all the most important part. Isn't that crazy? but, you know, if you've gotten them to this point and you don't make a strong, strong call to action and make an offer that they can't refuse, then, you know, obviously you've spent all this fabulous time that you probably were a little bit stressed out in the beginning to do anyway, and you've just lost them. So ask for exactly what you want when you make the offer.
Yeah.
Your purpose of this is to get them to do XYZ, to call Johnny on the spot, to respond or write or whatever it is. So again, make it very, very specific. Write like you're writing. I write like to a kindergartner.
Yeah.
Dumb it down as simple as possible. If you think it's too simple later, great. You can always make it less. You can always make it smarter, you know, which probably you're not going to want to do, but make it as simple and clear as and specific as possible. You've already grabbed them. They already know what the benefits are, and now they know exactly. You don't want them to think about it. If they have to think about it, then they may not pick up the phone and call you.
And Julie, I'm assuming if I write this copy or when I write this copy, you're in the business of helping folks. You'd be delighted to look at it on their behalf as well. Isn't that one of the things you do in your business too?
I would love to. I do a lot of copy consultations now. It's great fun. So people can get a lot of insight and benefit and have me stream through copy in just, you know, half an hour or even an hour and get a lot of the benefits before they share it out to the world. And if they don't want to have me look at it, I really, really recommend that people send it out to their target market before they send it out. Have a couple people that they really trust look at it and give their opinion. I always recommend, even when I write copy, that whoever I'm writing it for still test it to 10 people in their inner circle before they send it out. I think that's really, really important.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think you can see why we had Julie Hunt on the show today. She is certainly excited about what it is she does, and she is very, very good at it. You can contact Julie Hunt at www.shesite.com. With that, Julie, thanks for being my guest.
I'm thrilled. Thanks so much, Bob.